It was this Google Doc that emerged of, and these were comments that he made before that shooting ever took place. He used the N-word multiple times. He included the phrase, killing all expletive Jews. Washington Post has a column out basically sort of taking the other side here, taking the side of the student, saying Harvard has betrayed its mission to educate. In that piece, it writes, the decision to bounce an apologetic student over a sophomoric mistake betrays a lack of intellectual confidence in that original mission. It's not the job of Harvard College, properly understood, to certify a relative handful of perfect human specimens and train them in the proper expression of approved ideas. Education is about improvement. It is rooted in the faith that errors can become resources. Ignorance can be enlightened. Horizons can be expanded. Improvement is the value from which learning derives its moral character.
I mean, it's a good argument, and I can see both sides of this. This guy is a Ben Shapiro protege who's extremely bright and I have a lot of respect for. But Harvard is, it's its own university. It doesn't have to fall into any sort of pressure situation. The real issue is, what kind of snake for political purposes went and then took these comments off of this internet situation and then leaked it to damage this kid Kyle for partisan reasons? That's really what the ugliness here is, besides the comments.
Everybody's got a thought on that, and we'll see where all of that goes. I want to ask you finally about West Hollywood City Council. They have voted to have Donald Trump's Walk of Fame star removed. This has been now confirmed by The Hill. That city council made it this decision, and they voted unanimously to approve of the removal of that. Sorry. I mean, isn't there a lot going on that city has on its
plate? You mean there's like an explosion in homeless population? They have to bulldoze the entire neighborhood of Skid Row. It's a mess in that city. But listen, Donald Trump's probably the biggest star living on the Walk of Fame right now. I mean, a huge TV celebrity, hit show Apprentice, and now is the President of the United States. He's in a historical figure, the most famous person in the world. And because of petty partisan reason, they're going to just scrap the star. It just looks small. But it doesn't surprise me. It's Hollywood.
And by the way, Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has said that it would never remove stars because of potential backlash. But it looks like they are making an exception. Fascinating to watch. Jesse, great show tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for doing this with us.
Thank you.